Hello, denizens of planet Earth. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd podcasting to you from the Starship Think on These Things. Think on These Things is sponsored by StarsGazette.com website. StarsGazette.com is committed to enhancing the understanding of the different types of life insurance and their advantages and their disadvantages. On this podcast, term life insurance will be the topic. Term life insurance is the simplest type of life insurance. Term life insurance policies only offer a death benefit and remain in force for a specified period of time or term. No death benefit is payable if the insurers die after the term expires. There are several different types of term life policies, and this is the one that is most popular. It's called the level term policy. Now, in the level term policy, the death benefit of a level term policy equals the face amount throughout the term of coverage. The premium also remains level during the term. The policy's term coverage may be expressed in reference to either the number of years that it is in force for or the age to which you would set as your cutoff date. The death benefit of an increasing term policy begins near zero and grows over the term of the coverage. Increasing term insurance is appropriate to cover financial obligations that increase steadily over time. Increasing term coverage also helps keep life insurance and death benefits current with inflation and keep pace with the rising costs of living expenses. The death benefit of a decreasing term policy declines over the coverage period until it reaches zero at the end of the term. Decreasing term is appropriate coverage for financial obligations that decrease steadily over time, like a home mortgage or a bank loan or any other obligations that the insured has taken for a period of time. The next one is the return of premium term policy, which will return all or part of the premium paid for the policy if the insured is still alive at the end of the term. The premium for the policy will be higher than a regular term insurance policy, and the premium will also be dependent on the percentage of premium that will be returned. A 100% return premium policy would have a higher premium than a 50% return on premium policies, and a return of premium policies would be more expensive than a comparable level term policy. We can talk about the renewability clause. The renewability feature guarantees the same amount of death benefits. However, the premium for the renewal will increase based upon the insurer's age at the renewal time. That is his attained age. The payment of the higher premium at each renewal results in what is called as a step right premium, which means that if you had a 1-year renewable, then after 1 year, your rates will increase. Convertibility. If you wanted to convert your policy into a whole life insurance or a permanent type of insurance, you don't need evidence of insurability. And without having to submit an application, the conversion must be made before the term insurance expires. The premium of the converted policy will be based on one of two options attained: age, that is to ensure age and time of conversion, and the original age at the time of the original term policy was written. A lump sum of amount is required down payment that equals the cash value would have been if a permanent policy was original purchased instead of a term policy. Now, here are some of the advantages and disadvantages of term life policy. Advantages: because term insurance provides only a death benefit, its premiums are lower than other types of life insurance policy. A term life policy is initially the least expensive form of life insurance. Now, the disability: term coverage lasts only for the term of the policy. It's like renting, not owning the policy. Premiums is increased as the insured get older. Renewability features expire before the age of average life expectancy. As a result, the individual may not be able to obtain or coverage at older ages when their risk of dying is greater. The difference in understanding whole life insurance policies and term life in policies, as we said before, owning a term life policy is like renting a piece of property. It is only temporary. And whole life policy is like owning a property for the rest of your life. In our next podcast, we will talk about other insurance policies that have an investment feature, like flexible policies, variable life insurance policies, where you can make an investment and still maintain a death benefit along with it. So, my friends and denizens of planet Earth, please join me again and visit our website at starsgazette.com to stay updated on our new podcast. Until we meet again.